We're doing the Sefer HaMidot, we're up to page Resh Mem Tet. The Magen Midovna had asked, when the Torah describes the two choices we have in life, the Torah describes the choice of life and that which is good, and death and that which is bad, and then the Torah says, choose life. So the Magen Midovna said, why didn't the Torah say, choose life and that which is good? Why did the Torah omit that final description? So he said, in order to correctly understand this, we will quote an allegory. There was a merchant who came to the city. He had a little notebook, and he had written in the notebook the value of each of his wares. But he told the buyers, he said, whatever you pick up, that's what you could buy or put back down. But you're not going to start rummaging through my stuff. What you pick up, you decide if you want to buy or not. So people came, and they bought some stuff. And as they left, they bumped into a poor man, and he asked them, where'd you guys get all this good stuff? So they told him, over there by that merchant. So he got very excited, and they said, don't get so excited, because you can't exactly choose. What you pick up is what you have to decide, if you're buying or not. So he took his wallet, and he went to the merchant, and he said, do me a favor, let me choose. And that's where we left off. So, what? Right? So, the merchant looks at him, and the merchant says, okay, you could choose. So the pauper starts rummaging through the stuff until he finds the most expensive thing the merchant has. He pays for it, and when he pays, he gives him a price that's along the prices that he heard the other people paid. So he figures, no, that's about the going rate. So the merchant tells him, you think that I let you choose and take the good price all the other ones had? You think you're going to get my best merchandise but at the price of my worst merchandise? Nobody. I was nice to you. I let you choose what you thought was best. But you're going to have to pay. And you're going to have to pay the value of such precious merchandise. And if you want, here I have my notebook. I have written down exactly what it's worth. And everyone else here, if they wanted to pay, so I'd look at what they could, at what they chose, and that was it. And you, I let you choose. So now that I let you choose, you're going to have to pay top dollar. So the poor man says, but then I'm no better off than they were, because I only have enough money to pay for the lower quality goods that you have, like them. So what difference does it make if you let me choose, but you don't let me pay the cheap price? You could choose just as well as I could choose. If you're going to say that whatever I choose, I have to pay top dollar for, well then, I didn't benefit anything, because you're letting me choose something I can't afford. I'd much rather you let me take anything I take, but then end up paying the cheap price like they paid. So the idea is, Hashem says to us, I've given before you today life in that which is good, and death in that which is bad. The idea, Hashem says, is life connects to good, death connects to bad, because what you'll get out of life, if you choose life, will be good. What does that mean? That means if you choose the path of Torah and mitzvos, so then you're destined for that which is good. And a person who chooses the other path, so well then he's headed for bad. So Hashem turns to us and says, choose life. But don't be so proud and walk around and say, I am the most chosen species. No, you're just like the rest of them. They have a nature that forces them to do what they do. The lion behaves like a lion. The ant behaves like an ant. And you have to force yourself to go in line with the type of lifestyle you're supposed to lead. Like Shlomo said, Smach b'chu b'yaldutecha. Be happy, young man, with your youth. V'tivecha livecha b'mei b'churotecha. Your heart should be content in your youth. V'alech b'darchei livecha u'v'marei enecha. You could go the way your heart contends, you could go the way your eyes desire. V'dakel cholele v'yachalokim b'mishpat. But you should know at the end of the day, God's going to judge you over all of that. Emet kiviyadcha rashut livchor ha'schora asher tov b'einecha. It's true, God's saying. You could choose whichever product you want. Aval l'shalem. But you're going to have to pay. Ata tzarich k'arashum b'sefer ha'mishpat. And it'll be in accordance with the value in the book. Im ken efosim shichmecha la'avoda v'alev dimonecha k'ata mukhach k'mohem. So then you have to think to yourself, wait a second, can I afford that price? So then I'm no different than all the other buyers. The other buyers bought because you didn't let them choose, right? So then they had one choice, take it or leave it. They took it and they bought. You have a choice, but you can't afford the price for the other things. So to Hashem says, you have a choice, but can you afford the price? Shlomo HaMelech tells the youngster, go ahead, have a good time, but you're going to pay for it. God has there is a judgment day at the end. Can you afford that? So then you're no different than the ant. The ant has no choice. It behaves like an ant. It wasn't given a choice, like the buyers that aren't given a choice. We are given a choice, but at the end of the day, we're also told, but you can't afford the price of the other route. The other route is one you can't afford. Don't desire tranquility and rest when you're here in a world where you're supposed to produce. Asher kol ma she'ata roe be'einecha osim ma'asim ovdim avoda. Look around you. Every creature is working. Bigzirat boram alem. That's what Hashem decreed on them. We had ants invade our house this last week.
What?
Thousands of ants. You saw like all along the walls. You saw lines of ants. So a lot of people had this because of the heat. They went into the houses, but they didn't leave mine. So, what was fascinating was to see how they keep working. They don't rest. They're working and working and working. And they're busybodies. Oh, boy.
They felt very welcome.
What? They felt very welcome on Shabbos. I couldn't kill them. I couldn't do anything. Sure, they felt welcome. Sure. Well, at least I could see the fascinating part. I definitely lost my appetite. What? Why not?
I don't know.
So, what?
Like, can you preach for
my benefit, yeah. That's what they were created for. What can you do? Okay. So, every creature does his work, doesn't change their job. They don't change their job. They're happy doing the will of their Creator. כן גם אתה תשבט כל עבריך וכוחותיך לעבוד בהם עבודת אדונך אשר בכתב מיד השם עליך השכיל. So too you have a responsibility to take all your limbs and strengths and focus them on serving the Creator that He wrote upon the person. He let us know that we have a responsibility to perform. Hold on to your responsibilities. Don't let go and don't be disgusted with it either. Meaning sometimes we grow lazy. I don't feel like davening. I don't feel like focusing during davening. And sometimes we get disgusted. Who wants this anyways? And he ends up with a very important point. He says, persistence, habit, becomes second nature, and you even learn to enjoy it. So the first time you kept Shabbos, it must have been very hard. No cell phones, no cooking, no computer. It's hard. But as you get into the habit, it becomes second nature, and then you start to like it. Some things take longer, and some things take shorter, but with time, it becomes second nature, and you start to like it. So what do we see here? What do we see? He says, on the one hand, Hashem says, I've given you, the human being, the choice between life and that which is good and death and that which is bad. But you have to realize that it's not like you really have a choice with choosing that which is bad. You can't handle it. So that's why Hashem only says choose life, because that's what you're here for. And a person has to, on the one hand, he does have to choose life. On the other hand, he has to realize that he didn't have that much of a choice. He's like the poor man who looks at all the wares and says, okay, well, I'm going to buy what I can afford. And that's the idea he was developing here, that within the service of Hashem, a person has to realize, I want to do it, and at the same time also realize I don't have a choice. I have to do it. And one of the ways to attain that recognition is to look around us and see the rest of nature, and see that the rest of nature, every creature does its job. I don't have much of a choice. I'm not much different than them. The only difference between me and them is that I was given the choice. But in fact, I don't have a capacity to choose the other one of the two choices. That was his point. Look at the other creatures, realize that you have free choice, but you can't really afford the other choice. You have to choose life. Yeah?
Can't afford it. I mean, it tends to be evil people.
So they can't afford it. They're going to pay a price that's much more than they can afford.
You can't choose it,
right. So the major difference is when payment time comes, right?